וידבר השם אל מוישה לאמר צב אסערין ואסבונוב זוי סטויר אסרוילו יאוילו על מויגו על המזבח כל הלילו עד הבוי רש במסדם אין לי צב אל הלושן זירוס אמר רב שימן ביויסר צורך הקוסוב לזרז במוקים שיש בחיסורן כיס place that is a loss of money, you need a special zirus. All of them are foreshim shtel. The one that loses the money is the klal yisrael that bring the korbanos. The koyanim benefit. So, mamokim sheyesh chisoron kis tzav es arum ve esbonov ze yister asarilo hiroilo al amoigdo kol alaylo mamokim sheyesh chisoron kis you need zirus? The koyanim are very happy. Every korban they benefit. But the batish maybe the pshat is that the koyanim give you the mezar is klal yisrael because klal yisrael loy mashu, loy mashu. So I heard Rabbi Lemelech, the amazing from Lida, it's a beautiful pshat. He said the following pshat. He says oylo shteit zoyis teras oylo kol aisik beparshas oylo ki elohikriv oylo. A person that brings the oil, so he keeps himself on top of the mountain. Kodesh Kadosh, Hirur Alev, Machshov Esroes, Hava Aminas, have a tzad to go back early. All these Hava Aminas, of them you bring the oil. Yeah, even a person that didn't go. Tzad to go away from Sunday instead of learning the name. All these Hava Aminas, of them you bring the oil. You bring the oil. He had a tzad, he had a tzad. You bring the oil for that tzad. So the person that brings the oil is an Eli Kehid. The person that doesn't bring the oil has bad machshavas. From machshavas comes maisi. And so machta raveiras. So the Kohen, Be'etzem, prefers that people will not learn parshas oil or kiilu hikriv oil. The Kohen prefers that people, deep inside, he prefers that people will not bring oil. Because if people will not bring oil, eventually they will do a chatos. And then the Kohen, and oil, what he gets? Maybe the skin. And chatos, he gets a piece of meat. So his negias is kivyachol, you know, I'm not saying, I'm just saying a moshel, yeah? A guy has chas v'shalom organization for sick kids, yeah? He says, if it would be normal machle, he would not have more camp, yeah? So chas v'shalom, yeah? But deep in, you can have like a negia, chas v'shalom, they find the medicine, you know, what was I'm in Zen camp, yeah? A person has a bikur cholim organization. If everyone would be, how the Ezra says, if I was sell tachrichim, people will not die, yeah? He has a business of tachrichim, yeah? Deep, he needs people to die. His job is he's machis on the levites, yeah? So every morning he waits to see who died, yeah? So the Koyanim, deep inside, have a negia that people will not be Isaac in Kedusha of Oilo, that like this, they will come to Chatoim, and then they will machim tshuve, and we will have korbanos. So it was a tzad that Bedakis, Aron HaKohen, will be lacking in the zeros of the Oilo that prevents people from coming for chatos. So b'mokim sheyesh chisoron kis, you have to have a zirus. So the Mashgiach from Ponovich and Chatzke Levenstein, when he would say it over, he would give a scream. Herzachayim, he would say, Aron HaKohen, the Eilik Yid. He was rich, the Gemara says in Yuma, we just finished in Avayomi, Gadleyu Mishaloi, that he has to be Osher, if he doesn't have money, they had to give him money. You have to give him money, he has to be rich. He has money, he has everything. Such a stupid negias of money, Aber Zachash, that Aaron will be lacking and the pushing of the Oilam to be Oilam. What was that in that organization, yeah? Like, you will never have guests if everyone will have food, you know, he needs some guys. Not that we're to be supporting that he can invite into the house, yeah? If everyone will be taken care of, he's missed. Dakis. A person, he says, how much you have to be careful for negia from mamon. Said he knows choshev talmidei chachomim, choshev erlecha balebatim, straight people, honest people. And when it came to money, they behaved like babies. Pitom a little machlekes, a couple dollars, he loses himself, screams, yells on the taxi driver, bizyoinus, bizyoinus. צריך זירוס במוקים שיש חיסון כיס. וסת מרבה רוצה פשט על דרך חסידוס פשט עם חזל חיסון כיס means no money. היזהרו בבני עניים שמהם תצא תורה. סת מרבה רוצה it doesn't mean only בני עניים. Chisoron kis, some people are only bedas. The bochet doesn't have so much das. Hizaru b'bnei anim shemehem teitzeteire. Tzorich zirus b'mokim sheyesh chisoron kis. The Abba min Avarduk was mekarev all the shvache bochvim, the julike bochvim. Boys, so they asked him, Alta, why? He says, Aloch in Chometz, what is kosher le matzah? Only a iso shiruyo le hachmitz. If you have dough, you put water, and if you leave it, it will become Chometz. From that, you can do a matzah. But if it's not roy le hachmitz, if some shittas meteres, if some shittas, so you can't be a matzah. Who is roy to be a matzah? As the one that is roy le hachmitz. Sometimes these are with me'anim shemehem tetzeteire, the people that have it hard, from them in the end. And once I was in the cheder, discussing one of the kids in the cheder, he was the worstest kid. Second grade, third grade. And the parents asked me to come to speak to the menahel. Yeah, what to do, you know. Mamash, the parents were meyush. The menahel said, I'm signing. I know these kind of kids. Kita Ches, you'll be the best kid in Chayim. We'll just treat him in the right way. And Taka, this will happen. Today is one of the Choshen Baruch. By the way, Shemus. Fakert. Hizoru b'vnei anim shemehem teitzeteire. So the Satna Rebbe will say, Tzorich zirus, b'yoysor tzorich hakosu lezarez b'mokim sheyesh chisoron kis. So chisoron kis means b'nei anim, and means the kis. But the Welt says, Ander Pshat. The Welt says, it's four chushim, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, and brain. All the four chushim of the person have a kiss. The eyes have the eyelashes, you close it. Yeah? The ears, you have the soft part, you could close your ear. The mouth, you could just shut your mouth. The nose, you could shut your nose. The seichel you can't shut. It's wild. It's running around. The yoiser tzorich hakosu lezares b'mokim sheyesh chisoron kis. That part that doesn't have a kiss. The yoiser tzorich lezares. And what you do there? So the Zohar HaKadosh says, he oilo al moigdo al mizbeach kol alaylo. Zog the Zohar HaKadosh, oilo is mechaper al irure aleiv. Al moigdo kol alaylo. A person has to burn these machshavas. What do you mean you burn the machshavas? You don't let them to start. A person has machshavas roes. So how bad is this? How bad? How disgusting? This is really, he's thinking about it. So how he thinks about it? How bad it is? How disgusting it is? Don't think how bad it is. Just vayta to the sugya. Vayta to the sugya. Al moigdo kol alaylo. Kol hazman b'shmira. You have to be careful. Kol hazman b'shmira. So the Welt says, it's poshut. B'yoyser tzorich shmira b'mokim sheyesh chisoron kis. About two zachen I want to say. You're right. There's no kis for the brains. But it's two kissing for the brains. One physically and one ruchnistic. The brains, the machshav esroes, don't have a kiss. But in our days, they have a kiss. If you don't have an open internet, if you don't have not a kosher phone, at least that kiss you could do. You're right. You don't have a kiss, but you can not go to where you don't have to go. Not read what you don't have to read. Not speak to you who you don't have to speak to. So no a kiss. You're right. The rest is no kiss. But it's parts of Siddur kiss. And when there's a kiss, Abba the Gemara says even more from that. Barotzi yitzir hore, barotzi lo teiro tabli. It's a kiss, it's teiro. Remember, Rav Shach would say to Bochner, I would come to speak about Machshav Esroes when you go to sleep. I would say for sure, if a Gaon Bachur leaves Seder at 11 o'clock and he schmoozes for 2 hours, stop. And he goes to sleep, Avadi doesn't have Shlita. But if he takes a Sefer and he learns in bed, Chazos Gemore, Ha'amud. You're right, normally when you chazer in bed, you fall asleep. Seder. And like this, you fall asleep, you never have Machshava Shlita. So in a chanani is no kiss of a siddur kiss. The Katzke Rebbe was moisif when he said it over in the tish. The Katzke Rebbe said, the mem of the moigdo is little. Al moigdo kol alayla. See later, different pshat in why the mem of the moigdo is small. Al moigdo. He said, when a person is working at an inyanei kedusha, Katzke Rebbe said, but do it shtilaret. Al moigdo kol alayla, burn the yitzahor of the machshove. I'm glad the whole world has to know that you're busy fighting with this machshoves. This you take a class, small gemara, shtilaret. Noise in these things are not healthy. About shtilaret, break your phone, break your bracket, no, no, shtilaret. No one has to know that you did it. About you have to do it. About shtilaret, as I said, the Katzke Rebbe, I'm sorry. Savis Aoin Vezbonov. The Welt as a Kasha. In all of the pages of the Karbonis, if you move right there, look what happens. Zois Toiras Amikro Amincho Akre Voiso Bnei Aaron. המקריב את דבר שלו ומשחל לי מבני אהרון. זו זכות קוסם. Most of the carbonas, the whole time it says בני אהרון. And the Koyanim are called בני אהרון. Why here it says צוויס אהרון ואיזבונו? You see in all the psukim. So, the Bialis in Aibishit said that the Mizrahi brings down that the Kshayu Yisrael Bamidbor Leikrivu Elo Eila Stomit Shenema Eila Stomit Be'ar Sinai. Klal Yisrael will only be Mizi Makriv Korban Tomit Eila Stomit. So while they were busy Makriv Eila Stomit, Aaron was Makriv Eila Stomit. But all the other Korbanes, even that it's brought down, but Lemaise was no chatois. The different reason not going out to the sugars and zvachim. Lemaise, they didn't bring down chach, and the Midbo people were not serving a chatos. So who was makriv the chatos? Bnei Aaron. Who was makriv all the other korbanos? Bnei Aaron. The only korban that Aaron was also makriv was the oilo. This is the reason it's brought down the oilo. It says, "Zois teiras oilo, he oilo al moikdo, small man." What is this small man? It says a beautiful vault, to sell for David Jungreis. It says the word "man" is mesamel mum. First mum has mem vav mem. From what side you started, it's mum. The Balaturim says in Parshas Bereishis. Remember the mincha that Yankov sent to Esav. Ezim meosaim, tiyoshim meosaim, tiyoshim esrim, rechelim meosaim, elim esrim. Talking about Aturim, Yankov sent, he could have sent asinois asoro. He could have sent chamisho, shmoino. He was makbi to send the numbers finished with the mems of it. Ezim meosaim. Tiyoshim, esrim, recholim. He only sent things that finish with a mem and the number with a mem. Zog the Balaturim, Torah Kodesh. Every one of them had a mum. Why? Because he didn't want Esav Chas V'Sholem to be makir with korban to Hashem. Now what mum he did? Bedukim Shebeinai. When the Gemara brings down that by the Goyim it's not called a Mum, by us it's called a Mum. This is a Balaturim, a famous Balaturim, beautiful Balaturim. Zog Rabbi David Jungras, such a beautiful word, Mamash Nekovit Shabbos Kodesh. He says, the Gemara says in the Pasuk, Hiya Oilo al Moikdo, Kol Azvochim Sho'olu Lo Yeir. Shenamar Hiya Oilo al Moikdo. If it was a problem, Shalom Lishmo, and they put it on the Mizbeach, is a Alochim Olu Lo Yeir. Zog the Gemara Zvochim Tzadikei, Omar Rab Shimon, Rab Akiva, Afilu Bebali Mumim, even Balmum, if they shecht the Balmum and they put it on the Mizbeach, im olo lo yeiret. Oma Rabbi Yudha lo hichshir Rabbi Akiva elo bedukim shebe'ay. What is not kosher by Yid and possible by... Why? The Gemara explains, a mum that is begolui, it's a bizoy for the Mizbeach. A mum shebe'seisos, or bosho, shaloi lishmo. People come in, they see a regular animal. Machshavas, im olo lo yeiret. Dukim Shema'ayin, again, when people come inside, they don't see a mum. Halachatik it's a mum. Imolu lo yeirdu. So here, Oilo al Moikdo is coming to say, really, Imolu lo yeirdu. And Rabbi Akiva says that it's going even on mumim. Aber welchem mumim? Dakim Shema'ayin. So it's a small man. Small mumim, Imolu lo yeirdu. So it's Nirmas, the Droshe, al Moikdo kol alaylo, Imolu lo yeirdu, with small mumim. And the pasuk is Mamshich. Velo vashakoyen madoy bat. Umichmesei bat yibash al besoroi veheiri mesadeshen ashoteich al reish vesomo yetzel amizbeach. What is midoy bat? Umata meloimo midoy shetie kemidose. Was a special aloche, the koyanim had to have the clothes fitting to them. For in the Sugis in Yuma was special Koyanim in charge that the size will fit. Zaloch, the Koyanim had to have the right size. There was a big avoider based on English because by us, you know, you look, every guy has a jacket, yeah? Every guy feels that this is his size, yeah? One guy likes it wider, one guy likes it longer, 3/4, 1/4, longer. Yeah, every guy, wide. But is the right measurement? What is the right size? Was Aloha was a special person there that was Malbish the Koyani. Was a special avoider to know the sizes. They couldn't have only 6-7, they had 6.1, 0.2, 0.3. Was all the Gmor. So the Shailu, why here in the Parsha with Soa Sadeshan? So much places in the Torah to write that the Kohanim have the filling the clothes. Why Pung in Parshas Tzav? So in Vilna was a guy, Rabbi Tzale Lakoyim in Vilna. It was a dying in Vilna. He said, Yivaldi Kipshat. He said, the Gemara has a Tzav. That in Itzoa Sadeshen, the Kohen didn't wear all of the big day kihuna. It was enough to have Kseiris and Michnasai. Why? It says, midoy bat, umich mesibad ilbash al besore. It doesn't say, avnet. The fact that the Pasuk here says by us, velo vashakoyen midoy bat, Rashi says, hiya kutoynes, umich mesibad, if you learn sugis in Yume, again, the Fayemi, 2 months ago. So the Gemara darshit, that it says a suit and a pants, it doesn't say big day kuhuna. It says a mandohamah that for the deshen was enough the ksoinas with the pants. You didn't have to have the mitznefes and the avnet. This is Pasha's apostle here. The other mandohamah, the Gemara brings down why it's mentioned only these two. So the Gemara says, what if the kohen comes and his pants are too long? What he does? So the Gemara says he has the eitzah. He lifts it up and he puts the avnet, and we say megas guys. Kilu, the rest that is sticking out. Then the Gemara says megas guys. Megas onto betzala koyin mivilna, and all the other clothes, the pants didn't have to 100% fit. If it didn't fit, the koyin would lift it up a little bit, pull it, put the avnet, and megas guys. If the credits were too long, he would strip it into the avnet and it'll be a maker's guides. Aber nitzah sadeshen was only soinis and michlasayim, was no avnet, so it was no maker's guides. So the Torah says the member has to be the right size. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings down that the Moshe Soloveitchik told him, the Moshe from Switzerland, Zatzal, that Reb Chaim Mibrisk was makpid not to have an avnet, means a belt, and the taliskot. No, they're makpid to have it hanging down. Why? Because if not, it's megas guys. And mainly, you don't have the shear. It's a shame if you meant the avnet b'shas davening or avnet alamol. You have to know when it has a din. But when you have to have an avnet, he was makpid not to have it on the taliskot. And Reb Chaim says that he went to the Chazanish and he asked the Chazanish, and the Chazanish didn't accept it. So they asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, why Chazanish didn't accept it? Because only in the Avnet is a din megas guys, because it's a din Avnet. Other, it doesn't mean that it cuts it at the talis. The aloch that the pants have to be kimidosoi, the avnet makes it kimidosoi. But it doesn't mean that it cuts the talis, that you're missing a shear on the talis. So Chai Gary says he doesn't know, the Chazanish just made a face when they told him this maaser. He doesn't know what, it was mashma more that Chazanish B'chlav didn't hold from it. Now, the Gemara says, ופושט אז בגודו ולובש בגודים אחרים והוציא את הדשא. So the Gemara shows why he has to take off the clothes. So you would think that maybe Truma Sadesha needs big de kihuna, and the Poshet is Bgodo doesn't need big de kihuna. The Gemara says the Poshet is Bgodo ve Lovash Bgodim Achayrim, Bgodim Achayrim is a big de kihuna. So the Pshita Sadesha also have to have big de kihuna. So if the Pshitas Abgonim also had to have Big De Kihuna, and both had to have Big De Kihuna, so both of them had the Aloche of Big De Kihuna. So if both have the Aloche of Big De Kihuna, so what is the Aloche? V'poshat es b'goda v'lovash b'godim acheri. V'hoitzi es hadeshen mechutz l'machne. What is this Aloche? V'poshat es b'goda v'lovash b'godim acheri. V'hoitzi es hadeshen mechutz l'machne. So the Gemara says, "Limdo Teira derech Eretz," that while the bgodim that you take for Trumas Hadeshen, you take them off before you do Itzoras Hadeshen, shelo yebgodim shemeshamesh leRabbi b'fnim meshamesh b'chutz. And the Gemara in Shabbos learns from that, "Minayin l'shimi bgodim and bigdei Shabbos," zog the Maharsho, "Shenemar v'poshad es bgodol," that you don't wear the same clothes weekday and Shabbos. So I heard him, Shulzal was masking with me. It's Mevur in the Gemara, not only that before Shabbos you have to wear better clothes. As a din that it's a bizoyen for the avoida shebefnim, that you use the same clothes to the avoida shebachutz. G'dayli Yisrael were makpid, not only to have Shabbos clothes, not to walk in the week with Shabbos clothes. Some of them, when they had to go to weddings, they had special wedding clothes. Are the Shabbos clothes to use for a wedding? It's not only to have some, I know, Shmuel Zalman said, I was in Yerushalayim, that they took off the shtreimel miyad motzei Shabbos. Not to wear the shtreimel during the week. The Gemara says, Loshen HaRambam, Shemachlif ksus perek lamed bilche Shabbos, lekobet Shabbos, shelo yiyah levush, achol ki levush HaShabbos. Not only show you levush Shabbos, ki levush achol. The poshas is b'goda v'oitzis hadeshen l'chutz l'machne. Is the Indian that b'godim shemeshamesh b'fnim al yeshamesh b'chutz. B'godim shemeshamesh b'fnim al yeshamesh b'chutz. That is the Indian. Then the pasuk says, "Va'itan alav sakusoynes, va'yachke roisay ba'avnet." Then the pasuk goes, "Va'yachke Moshe es bnei Aaron, va'yalbishem kusonos." He dressed them the kutonos. "Va'yachke roisom avnet, va'yach boishloem mikbores." It's a beautiful word of the Meshechoch. Vayakriv Moshe es bnei Aaron, he was makriv the kids of Aaron. Vayalbishem kusonos. It's perek ches pasuk yud gimel. Vayalbishem kusonos. He gave them clothes. He wore them the clothes. Vayakir oisom avnet loshen yochid. Vayach boshleim mikboes loshen rabim. Again, vayalbishem kusonos. He dressed them kusonos. Everyone got a kusonos. Vayarger oisom beavnet. Beavnetim had to be. Vayar boshleim mikboes. So all the right, everything beloshin yochid, and it means because it's a vayal bishem kusonos, vayal bishem avnet, vayal bishem mitznefes, and it means all of them. But it starts vayal bishem kusonos loshin rabim. Vayachir oisom avnet loshen yochid. Vayach b'shleim mikboes loshen rabim. Zog de meshechochme. Like we said, it was a lot of sizes. You know how much kusonis they had? Hundreds of kusonis. Hundreds. Hundreds. You know how much mikhmasayim they had? Hundreds. You know how much mikboes? Everyone, the koyim. Avnet was like a gartel. Yes. The avnet of King Godel was like a bezamo. You have to know how much the avnet of someone else was. But it was a kind of gartel. So it was one gartel. One guy, it went 3 times around him. One guy went 100 times around him. It was one kind of avnet. It was not a lot of avnetim. So, vayalbishem kusonos, vayargiroisim avnet. It was not avnetim. It was not avnetim. And they said, Chaim Kalevi said that even in the Rambam state, that if it's nefes, was also like a kind of, like, you know, like the Taliban kind of hats that was around and around, but it was different because it had to suit the Kohen Gadol. Then you made a shape of a hat out of it, but it had to be that, you know, it goes up and down in his size. So everyone, it was built up differently. And because it had to have a tzur, it was midin midosoi. Couldn't go down to the ears, and every koyin you had to put it, the avnet would just go around and around and around, and then you stuff it in the sides. Then the pasuk says, Vaita, דבר אל ארם ובנוב למור זה שתרע סחטוס במקרים אשר תשוח את האוילו תשוח את החטוס לפני השם קודש קודשים הקוין המחטו איסו יחלנו במוקים קודש תאוכל בחצר אויל מויד במוקים קודש תאוכל בחצר אויל מויד. This vault is a tire vault, remember. So we're the Eide Kodshi Kodshim בחצר אויל מויד. The Mishnah in Eizu Mekoyim Shel Zvochim, we have it in the Siddur, it says, V'necholim lifnim in akloim lezichrei keuno. So the Beskirov asked the famous question. It says in the Pasuk, B'chatzar oyel moyed. What is chatzar oyel moyed, if you know? We had the Mishkan, and we had oyel, chatzar oyel moyed. What is the chatzar oyel moyed? It was the kloim. The kloim was the Mokim Kodesh, and it had to be eaten in the Chatzar Oyel Moyed, B'toich HaKloim. So in the Mishkan we had Kloim. B'Chatzar Oyel Moyed Yichlu. So the Mishnah in Eizu Mekoyim, that we say every day, in the Siddur in the morning, V'necholim lefonim min HaKloim, lezichri kihuna. Find the Biskarov as no mekloim. Today we have a mikdash, azor, chaymas Yerushalayim, chaymas azor. So they have to be eaten in chaymas azor. Why the Mishnah is using a lashon that is irrelevant? V'ne'echolim, the Moshe, when it speaks about v'ne'echolim lefnim min hakloim, why lefnim min hakloim? V'ne'echolim chaymas azor. Why the Mishnah uses the lashon v'ne'echolim lefnim min hakloim? It's the wrong lashon. It's the wrong lashon. V'ne'echolim lefnim min hakloim. So the Biskarov said that we have a Kabbalah from the Goel. The Bisyoist brings down that he heard from the Ra'o. Why we say this Mishnah every morning? Why? There's a lot of Mishnahs in Kachin that we could say. So the Ra'o says it's the only Mishnah that is not one Machlekes Tanoim in the whole Mishnah. And Eizu Mekoyim Shazvochim is no Machlekes. Zog the Goyen, why? This Perek, these are the words that Moshe Rabbeinu gave it over to Yeshua. And this Perek, it never changed. All different things, we have different Messiahs. This Perek never changed. So while this Perek never changed, so B'meile, it's not machlek, you see. This is the reason we say it in the morning in the evening. Mele, the Goyen said, this is the reason we say the words, v'ne'echolim lefnim min hakloim. Because we're saying it in the Lashon that Moshe Rabbeinu said it in the Mishkan, and they ate it lefnim min hakloim. The lifnei hazoret negeah to our days. While this Mishnah is b'mesoiro, the way that Moshe Rabbeinu said it to Yeshua, and the Messiah is never changed, and this is the reason we say it over. So, about this is the reason we say it over. The mainly we use the same lotion of Lifnim and Akloi. Use the same lotion of Lifnim and Akloi. Chazal say that Homo Minatera Minayin. Shneemar hamin ha'etz Esther min ha'tir minayin Shneemar haster haster Mordechai min ha'tir minayin Shneemar mordroi. Before she have a lot of arichas just have a negia. Homo min ha'tir minayin Shneemar hamin ha'etz hamin ha'etz, homo? Works, yeah, it works. But for sure it has much more deeper machshavas. And there's a lot of esbeirim. One of the esbeirim, the Mefoshim explained, how was the koyach of the nochosh akadmoini to convince the isha to be over on Rotzen Hashem? Nochash HaKadmoni was the first Amalek, was the first Sultan. How he managed to convince the Isha to have the Chet? The answer is, he asked her, Hamina eats. Hashem said not to eat. He started with a question. And while he started with a question, so B'meile was a question already. And through that, yeah, Hashem said yes, not to touch, not to eat, yes to eat, not to eat. The koyach of a molek is to make sveikis by a person. When a person knows klor what he has to do, his shal, a molek doesn't have a koyach to be machlisha. A molek has a koyach to be machlisha person when he's mesuper. The guy doesn't know what he's going to learn ben azmali. It's a horror, it doesn't tell you. No, for sure learn 8 hours ben azman. Just he doesn't know yet what to learn. The rest of the Yitzhak says, I know you will not open the safe. If the guy decided, I'm going to chazen our home, I said, he will chazen. But he's not sure, maybe ksuvah, maybe sukkah, maybe prepare for next month, maybe when I learned 5 years ago, 6 years, before he knows, so shchodesh year, and he's back in the plane. This is the kayak of the sultan. So what to do over Purim? Now I have Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Avada, I'm planning to start to learn. What exactly? I didn't decide yet. And hopefully, when he gets up in the Mishnah Yayin, he will decide what he's going to learn over Purim. Of a person decides, he knows Klo, I'm going to learn now Friday, I'm going to chazer this Shabbos, Sunday is 3 days, I'm going to cover this sugya, yeah? But I'm going to know it. The koyach of the Yitzchor is, he makes a suffix. Hamina eats. The Nochash HaKadmoni started, Hamina eats. Homa minateira minai. Hamina eats. Even today, in our day when it's Sitrach is very stark. What is the kach of the Sitrach? But what is the kach of the Sitrach in our days? The kach of the Sitrach is in our days, we have sveikas. What to do, how to do. We have sveikas. If we will not have sveikas, we will not be a shayla. The koyach of Amalek is, he makes it to a person, the moshe. The rabbanim go on against the internet. The guy says, but I'm working, and they don't mean me, they do mean me, they mean my son, they mean myself, they mean the filter, the black filter, the shtagbega. I'm not sure, until 120, he's not sure exactly what the rabbanim meant. No, he's looking into it, Be'ez Hashem, he's looking into it. But if you want no cloth, the koyach of the Yitzhor and our dog is, the guy doesn't know. And it can't be that the men that people will not work. So I'm also the milchama from Amalek. If a person knows, I'll tell you, Shabbos, I spoke to my kids. So I said that Rav Shteinman spoke that Lemaisa we have today, Haman and Amalek, you know, all this government. And that's in the way is to take knives and to kill them. As every day of Anim. That's what Rav Shteinman said. You have to take cherek v'chanis and to kill them. So why are we not doing it? Because he said, I don't know yet who is the general that could run the war. But if I would know who is the general, we'll go out with knives. This is what Rav Shteinman said. There's a milchem al avir al adats. So I was explaining to my kids. Now my kids told me, Abba, maybe you be the general. You know. So then in the middle of the meal, my kid, 5 years old, 6 years old, tells me, Abba, we don't have charoves in the house. We don't have a cherev. What we could do? I'm looking, we don't have a cherev. Maybe a hammer is also good. He's 6 years old. I was very happy. I gave him a kiss. So Sunday, I'm going in a taxi. And I was telling the taxi driver, you know, I'm so proud of my son. Now, he was looking for the cherev. To kill all these government officers. So he told me, you know, you sound like the Arabs. They also teach the kids jihad, to kill themselves. What is the difference you and the Arabs? Well, you're proud of your son that he wants to kill his people, and he's looking for a cherev. Well, you're proud of him? You sound like an Arab. So I told him, I know it's on Hanukkah, you don't tell your kids the story on Antiochus. But you know, I said, I thought all of the fried people are very proud of the Maccabim. Even the football they call like the Maccabim, yeah? I thought you're very proud of them. He said, no, it's different. So why is it different? Also, the Yevonim let everyone to learn, everyone to live. They just wanted a little bit that you play some sports. Why not? It's the only thing they wanted. You didn't have to go to the army. Just Motzei Shabbos play sports. After Seder play sports. It was the Yevonim. And we went and killed. Every person you know does that. You have to kill him. It's a mitzvah to kill him. So, well, you don't tell your kids that stories. So, well, you're not going to read Megillas Esther? Well, you're not proud of Queen Esther? He says, yeah, but I think it's different. This is exactly Amalek. The Amalek doesn't tell people that that is right. Yeah, you know what he told me? Things change. Things change. Things change. Things change. The koyach of Amalek, if you realize, he's not telling us, Yevonim, Avadim, Matisyahu is right. Now, I'm not so sure if it's exactly the same. If it's the same, he's not telling you, no, you don't moisa nefesh yiddishkeit. Avada, I'm asking to be moisa. The shaila is if it's this. This is what he asked her. He asked, Yeshua Hashem said this tree, that tree. You're not sure? No, then she ate it already. This is the milchomet. Esther, minateire minayin, shenema haster hastir. And Esther Magedes. Was Esther Pop? I don't know. It's a musigat. We have Tzoros. We have a musigat Hester upon him. Now Mordechai, this is the Shaila on the Mefarshim, says Mordechai. So it says Mordechai. So what? It says Mordechai. So there is an idiom from Psalmi. Shaila is what the Mordechai shows. What we see in the Mordechai. So one of the Pshatim I heard once, so Mordechai Lazar, he said Pshat that Shnenu Misuras HaChashveirosh, Chazal say, one of the Mahalchim, was that was Klei Beis Hamikdash, was Kelim Mikelim Shoinim, and was Kivyochel, they forgot about the Chubim, they took out the Kelim, and in that Suda they were Mishtamish Beklei Hamikdash. That was the Tviya, it was a kind of Tviya in Klal Yisrael, that they were Mishtamish in Klei Hamikdash. It's a kind of Tviya in Klal Yisrael, that they were Mishtamish in Klei Hamikdash. The Moed Royer is one of the things, the Shem and HaMishcha, that you Moshech the Kelim. And Mordechai was the one that was Be'etzem Shomer the Mishmeres. He was the one that was Shomer the Mishmeres. Sevari was the one that was Shomer the Mishmeres. The Mele, Mordechai, when he was Nirmas and Mordechai, it's not only the Mordechai, he was the one that kept the Kedusha of the Kelim. What makes the Kelim? The Gemara says, Kelim are Be'etzem Stam metals. What makes it from Kelim to Klei HaMikdash? The Shem and HaMishcha. Mordechai turned Klal Yisrael from Stam people, he was Shem of the Klei HaMikdash, to become the Shem and HaMishmeres. This week, we read Parsha Zochar. It's Be'etzem the end of the Haftorah, the end of the Parsha Be'etzem. So we read Parsha Zohar, and then we have in the Haftorah the Parsha from Shmuel. Shmuel goes to read to kill Amalekim, and Shmuel comes back. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Aloi Shmoya Mizevach Toiv." Aloi Shmoya Mizevach Toiv. And then Shmuel kills Agag. So one thing, one is a briske vote, is a givaldic vote, and the Haftorah. When you read the Seder Haftorah, first maybe I'll say a Musa vote before that. I had a Mashgiach in Kol Torah, every time when this Haftorah came up, it comes like twice, he would say, "Vayach Moshol va'om al agag, va'al meit ha'vatzoin va'aboko, v'lo'ovo achrimo." וידבר השם אל שמואל לאמר, ניחמתי כי המלכתי ישור למלך, ולהיקי מזדורי, ואיחר לשמואל, ואיזק אל השם כל הלילה, ואימא שמואל לשאול, ואימא היה שכם שמואל לקרא שאול בבוקר, ואיגל לשמואל, ואימא בשאול לקרמלו, ויובי שמואל לשאול, שמואל ריץ לשאול, ואימא לשאול, ברוך אתה להשם, הכימוי שיש דבר השם, ואימא שמואל, מה כל הצוין הזה, וכל הבוקר שאני שומע, ויאמר שמואל מה עמלקים הבאנו אשר חם על האום על מת הבצורין למען זבויח להשם אלוקיך היצר החרמנו ויאמר שמואל אל שאול הרף ואגיד אליך אם קודם נעתו רשיף תישראל עתו וישלחו השם ולחמת עשה עמלקים למה לא שמעת בקול השם ותעת אל השולו ויאמר שאול שמעתי בקול השם ואילך בדרך אשר שלוחני ואבי אסגג ואם השמואל החופץ להשם באוילויס, הוא זבח כשמוע בכל השם, כי חטס, כסם, מיירי, יעל מועסס דבר השם, ומסחר המלך. ואם השמואל חוטוסי, כי עוברתי אספי השם, כי יורסי אסרון, ורשמה בקוילום ואת אסונו אסחטוסי ושוב אימי ושטח ולאשר. Three times Shaul says הקימויסי אס דבר אשר. Shaul was not a little kid. Chazal say Shaul בן שונו במולכוי בלוי חט. And Shaul is so sure that he was Mekayim Dvar Hashem. And he goes over to the Novi and he says, Baruch Ato Hashem, Haki Moisi Dvar Hashem. Fragt dem Shmuel, I hear the Shepalach though. I say, yeah, man, the oil, come on. The Ashar Echramti. I hear him, Ale Lishmuel Ami Zevach Toiv. Mo Asuch Hashem, Lomo Lo Yishomati Bekol Hashem. I hear him, Shmuel, Shomati Bekol Hashem. So I'll tell you what Hashem told me. Hashem said he hates you. But more so, Hashem the Melech. Vayomer chotosi ki ovarti es pi Hashem ki oreisi es om. The Mashgiach of Kol Teira, Islam, what he said. Shaul Melech Yisrael. Hakimoisi es dvar Hashem. I'm a tzaddik. Zotem Shmuel Mizevach Toiv. Yeah, Hakimoisi. Zotem Novi lo yishamato. Shamati bekoil Hashem. Says Hashem, said, Ois Melech. Says, you know what? Chotosi ki yoreisi dvar Hashem. Says, a person in life, the Negias, is scared what people will say, what people will think. He doesn't do the right thing. And he's sure, Hakimoisi es dvar Hashem. I had to go to the Chasen, to the Mesameh Chasen Vekave. Nebuch, I had to be here and say that I had to speak to this guy. I met this guy, Mamish. And he could say, Hakimoisi es dvar Hashem. And the truth is, Chotosi ki yoreisi es ha'om, gornish. Inside itself, Shaul says, now that you're telling me, I know deep inside I was wrong. I was a king, and all the nation wanted different, and I was scared. I was scared from them. Yoreisi es ha'om. How much a person has to be careful in Avodas Hashem? The L'shem Shamayim, the convincing himself. Baruch Ata L'Hashem, Hakimoisi es dvar Hashem. Hakimoisi es dvar Hashem. Ve'ato sono chatosi. And then Shmuel says, okay. So Shmuel says, okay, come with me. So Shmuel says, Ma'ascha Hashem Mimelech Kores Malchusro Unesono Lereacha Atoy Bimcho. And then Shmuel says, okay, you know what? But at least come with me and show people that it looks good. And we'll explain it once in the Shmuz, I'm not going into it now. So they say the Brisker say Pshat. We spoke about it a couple times. The aloha is Nevuah Toivo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot come back. Nevuah Ro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could change his mind. So when Hashem said that Shaul is Ois Melech, Shaul knew I could beg Hashem and Hashem will mekabel my tshuva. Ba'oit shlo yisho yomi, minvena efeches, you make tshuva and it doesn't turn over. Abazad Brisker, this is Kol Zman, that it's a Nevuah Ro. But what if Hashem says, you're not a king anymore, and your friend is a king? Now by your friend already, it's a Nevuah Toivo. There's no way to fix it. So you see, all the four times, Shaul begs Shmuel, okay, you know, I'll do tshuva. And then Shmuel tells him, Kora Hashem ha-malchuscho, unesono le-reacho ha-toivimcho. In that minute, Shaul doesn't ask anymore to be king. He knows he lost it. He says, but please come with me, Kabdeni no Neged Ha'om, that people will not. Kabdeni no Neged Ha'om. But till he heard the words, Unesoni le'reacho atoiv bimcho. So Shaul said, Avad im Moascho Hashem Yais Melech, I will do tshuva, and Hashem will want me again. And Hashem will want me again. But when he said, Ki kora Hashem malchuscho, then Shaul knew, Zel. Now anymore tshuva will not help, it's a nevuah toivah by someone else. V'meile, he was ready to take the tshuva. So one of the folks who said that the tviya was spoke about it last week, Ba'al-Chova, Al-Ishmoya Mizevach Toiv. Al-Ishmoya Mizevach Toiv. You have to listen. Simba Oizne Yehoshua. Simba Oizne Yehoshua. You have two parshas on Molek. The Milchomev on Molek is to Mizbeine. To Mizbeine, to realize. Amalek is fakes. You don't see it clear. Halishmoya mizevach toiv. Hashem wants you to listen to it. V'sim bo iznei Yehoshua. Ki mechoy yazim chazech Amalek. B'skarov al ha-Teira says, V'sim bo iznei Yehoshua. Why it says, not what we read in Kiseitze, but we read in Chumash Mois. Ki mechoy, Roshan HaPosuk, what is symbols nei Yehoshua? That because the Biskarov says it says Zochor v'Zecher, so b'meile it's not enough. Normally it's enough to give over the Torah the way it's written. But here if you read Zochor, you only kill the Zochorim. If you read Zeicher, you have to kill everyone. So Ksav Zoy Zikaroim Baseifer, Aber Simbos Nei Yehoshua, Ki Emche Zeicher Amalek. Here has to be a Kponet to put it by Ozne Yehoshua. I want to finish with the vote of the Kotzker Rebbe, and you have to know this is a part, the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, we read the parsha of Kiseitze, but we have to know the mitzvah is to remember the whole story, Be'etze. Vayovay Amalek, Vayilochim Yisrael Berefidi, כי בשרוף ידי מן התירה. ואם המישהו לישוע הפכה לו מהנושים וצאי לוחם בעמולק מוחו, ענוי חיניצו הרוי שגיבו. ואם המישהו לישוע הפכה לו מהנושים וצאי לוחם בעמולק מוחו. So it's two ways how to read it. צאי לוחם בעמולק מוחו, עוד אומר מוחו ענוי חיניצו הרוי שגיבו. אבל נחסיד לספור עם שתי, צאי לוחם בעמולק מוחו. וכוח אף עמולק is, עמולק says tomorrow. First we said עמולק says fakers. Amalek says, I'll do it tomorrow. Next week, I'm being stark. Next month, very stark. After my chasana, I'll become a chacham. So Hashem, when I will have kids, Be'ez Hashem. As I when I was a bocher, I said, you know, I'm bocher, it's hard to daven, you know. Be'al chove, and minyan, you have chavrusas, Be'ez Hashem, I'll get married. I'll start to daven mamash in a yeshiva every day, yeah? Get married, I said, you know, shana rishayna, but noch shana rishayna, I'll start to daven stark. I said, you know, I have kids, Be'ez Hashem, you know, Hashem, naloche, who's kosher to be a chasin, someone has kids, yeah? And kids, you know, it's very hard. I said, I'll be a good cheer. Then I'll start to daven Moshe Tzorich. And I said, you know, Be'ez Hashem, I'll marry my kids. Then I will start to daven. And I said, Be'ez Hashem, you know, before my p'tira, I will daven Moshe Tzorich. The kach of Amalek is mocho. Tzeli lochem ba'amalek mocho. Now, we have to know that we have a mitzvah shino'irir sinosui k'day shenar genu. It's not time we're reading Parshas Amalek tomorrow. Amalek, he's the one that brought all of these things into us, and this is the Shinoir Sinosri Kadeshin Argenu. So we have the Milchama by Amalek, so we have to know what is the Shirish of Amalek. So we said one Shirish is Aminoites, and the other Shirish is Tzeli Lochem by Amalek Mocho. Tzeli Lochem by Amalek Mocho. Prison doesn't push off, we mentioned already once. Says Vayisu Merifidim Vayavoyu Le'Har Sinai. Rashi says, what is Vayisu Merifidim Vayavoyu Le'Har Sinai after Milchemes Amalek? We know that they left Refidim. How does it mean Vayavoyu Le'Har Sinai? So Rashi, Keshem Shebiyosom Le'Har Sinai Betshuve, Kach Nesiyosom Merifidim Betshuve. Was Rof Yedein Beteire? Amalek came. Was a Milchome. So what was the answer to Milchemes Amalek? Not Be'ez Hashem and Sinai will be good. In the Refidim they started. Guy said to Moshe, guy gets a chizik now, before Shabbos he starts to mischazit. Not Be'ez Hashem take, I'm planning to be stark. This is the milchama ba'amalek. Be'ez Hashem, we will be zeicha take, ki yor al-kei iskav.